It's Hank FM, and it's why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Our daily dose of
don't do that.
What?
It is why we can't have nice things. And it starts us out in Midland, Texas. Out there in West Texas, you may remember the famous 1987 Baby Jessica story, right? Oh. That was Jessica McClure, the kiddo that fell down the backyard well. Dramatic rescue.
Terrifying.
All of that. Well, now known as Jessica McClure Morales, was arrested Saturday night following a reported domestic disturbance at her Midland County home, according to authorities. They showed up just before 10 p.m. on the 11th. They took Morales McClure into custody at the scene, charged with assault causing bodily injury involving family violence.
Oh,
limited, that's about it. And they're not saying much else on this, and it's going to take about a week for arrest affidavits and stuff like that to come out. So, don't want to rush to judgment on any of these, but authorities have not released further incident, but they are. She was out on bond, but yeah. Charged with assault. And if found convicted, goes right back down to the well.
Dum, 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 dum.
Pretty sad.
Cedric Walker needs to make some better choices, allegedly. Police in Centerville, Virginia caught him after allegedly trying to steal from local homes on a number of occasions. Now, he is facing a variety of charges: burglary, attempted burglary, and indecent exposure, because he was naked every single time.
I mean, you're supposed to have a calling card, I guess, if you're a repeat burglar. But everybody's doing that one lately. I don't
know
why.
Just steal some pants.
It was the hottest march on record.
Dum, 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 dum.
That's still excessive here. Well, straight from the headlines and kind of originating here in Cowtown, three men have been arrested over in California after authorities recovered approximately $1 million worth of Legos that were stolen while in transit here in Fort Worth. Kern County deputies discovered the massive haul in two freight trailers after they stopped two box trucks that were seen fleeing a suspicious vehicle call out there in Mojave. This is a very weird sentence, but eventually it had a period at the end, and the suspects, who are from various Southern California cities, face charges of cargo theft, conspiracy, and possession of a stolen vehicle. All of this originating with $1 million worth of Lego sets here from Fort Worth, Texas. It was, of course, only three boxes. I mean, but, have you seen those?
Dum, 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 dum.
So we do love a woman. Can start a fire.
Hey.
But it's got to be for the right reasons. And Black Panthers are not it.
What?
Elizabeth Swenson facing a variety of charges after trying to light up a stranger's shed in Wyoming. She kept saying, hey, there's those big cats inside. She's been charged with third-degree arson. So we're clear. Black Panthers are not native to Wyoming.
Oh, okay.
And alcohol may have been involved.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Dum, 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 dum.
Let's go for more Lego fun, as a person recently got scammed ordering a Star Wars Lego set from Amazon. The customer opened the box and discovered instead four bags that were filled with dry pasta noodles instead of Lego bricks.
That's not fun.
Yeah, a lot of people are speculating that another Amazon customer may have tricked the company's return process by stealing the bricks and then returning the box as an unopened item with the pasta placed inside packets inside. The victim said, I ordered a new Lego set and I got dinner and said, well, use the force.
Dum, 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 dum.
It was dinner for one.
There's a lot of good getaway cars out there, but a U-Haul is a very bold choice. And that was the vehicle for a cute couple named Shane Lusk and Kasha Martin. A police officer tried to pull them over. They made a run for it in the big truck. Took a race through parking lots, over medians, and a neighborhood or two before giving it up. And it all happened right up the road in Carrollton. Deborah Strait Olmegeyer, she had some thoughts on the matter.
I just immediately thought, that's a dumb person. He turned and it's a dead end. Nowhere to go. And the cops blocked him in.
Sorry. Yes, it's not.
Deborah?
Deborah. Mm-hmm.
Deborah. She gets this bit.
I just immediately thought, that's a dumb person.
Breaking it down.
And then finally, we go to Bremerton, Washington, where not every burglary call is what it seems. BPD recently responded to a call. A report of a burglary in a building downtown where a man had forced his way into the building and barricaded himself inside a bathroom. From behind the closed door, he could be heard yelling and making a lot of noise. And then they showed up. They thought, this is going to be a tense encounter. We're getting ready for a standoff. As officers yelled commands for the man to leave the bathroom.
Dear.
And then everybody became immediately clear as to why this was going on. As the man opened up the stall and said, I apologize. I'm having a crisis of the bowels.
Oh, my gosh. What? A crisis?
This is why I didn't have nachos last night. It's my first meal back, okay? All right? It's a crisis!